O young people, hark while I relate the story of poor Polly's fate. She'd go to balls and dance and play, in spite of all her friends could say. So turn from your sin, lest you, like her, shall leave this world in black despair. Those are words from a song called Wicked Polly, sung in the 18th century by a Rhode Island minister attempting to guide young people away from ruinous behavior. In this segment, we look at cautionary songs that reveal much about the cultures and times in which they were written, showing perceptions around human weakness, temptation, gender roles, boundaries, and consequences, as well as apprehensions about survival and well-being. Many are based on true stories, often warning young people, for example, about the perils of courtship and romance, like Don't Marry Too Soon in the Carter family's Single Girl, Married Girl, sung here by Atwater Donnelly in 2004.
Single girl, single girl, she's going dressed so fine. Oh, she's going dressed so fine. Married girl. Just any kind. Oh, she wears just any kind.
Or Don't Trust Duplicitous Lovers, as conveyed in The Cuckoo, performed in 1969 by British folk rock group Pentangle. And certainly don't take any chances with evil mothers trying to separate young sweethearts, as depicted in Drowned Lovers, sung here by English folk singer Kate Rusby in 1997.
Stay at home with me, dear Willie, oh, stay at home with me. And the very best cock in all the roost, your own super will be. Of all your cocks and all your roosts, I value not a pin. And I'll away to Fair Margaret's bower before the night comes in. Well, if you go to Fair Margaret's bower without the leave of me, in the deepest part of the Clyde water, then drowned you will be. Oh, the good steed that I...
Or Don't You or Your Dogs Eat Eel Soup, prepared by someone with suspicious motives, as sung here by Gene Ritchie in 1961 in the Scots-Irish ballad Lord Randall. Lord Randall is speaking with his mother in this scene.
What did you eat for your dinner, Lord Randall, my son? What did you eat for your dinner, my handsome young man? I had eels boiled in broth, mother, make my bed soon. For I'm weary with hunting, and I fain would lie down. What's become of your bloodhounds, Lord Randall, my son? What's become of your bloodhounds, my handsome young man? Oh, they swelled and they died, mother, make my bed soon. For I'm weary with hunting, and I fain would lie down.
Definitely eschew vanity and wear enough warm clothing when your date drives you to a winter ball 15 miles away in a sleigh. New England singer and fiddler Lissa Schneckenberger beautifully crafted this 19th century American ballad, Young Charlotte, in 2008. At this point in the story, they have just arrived at the dance.
Driving up, young Charles jumps out and gives his hand to her. Why sit you there like a monument that has no power to stir? He called her once, called her twice, but she uttered not a word. He called her for her hand again, but still she never stirred. He tore the...
And don't get mixed up with a man who has his sights on a different woman from a more wealthy and prominent family. Poor Naomi Wise, sung here by Idie Harper and the Coon Creek Girls in 1938, is based on a true story that happened in 1808 in North Carolina.
Oh, come all you young people, now story I will tell about a girl they call Naomi Wise. Her face is fair and handsome, she's loved by everyone. In Randolph County now her body lies. They say she had a lover, young Lewis was his name. Each evening he would have her by her side.
Or, don't get blinded by desire, spend all your money, and marry a dangerous woman, as depicted in the 19th century American folk song Bald Headed End of the Broom, sung here by Dave Rutch in 2008.
When a fella gets gone on a pretty little girl, he talks just as gentle as a dove. He calls her his honey and he spends all his money to show that he's solid in his love. But with a cross-eyed baby on each knee and a wife with a plaster on her nose, you'll find true love don't run so smooth when you have to wear secondhand clothes. Stay far away from the girls, I say, give them plenty of room. They'll love you till you're wed, then they'll hit you till you're dead with the bald-headed end of the broom.
And definitely don't dance or gamble or drink or apparently play the banjo or fiddle. Because if you do any of that, according to Washington Phillips in the 1920s, guess where you're not going when you die? Here is Atwater Donnelly's gospel band Jerimeth Hill in 2007 singing a mother's last words to her daughter.
Now you might do things you don't consider no harm. God in heaven knows when you've done wrong. You better let dancing, card parties all go by, so you can reach your heavenly home on high.
And finally, don't go out with a guy who won't hoe his corn. It's not a good sign. Here is A Lazy Farmer Boy, sung by Buster Carter and Preston Young in 1931.
Why do you come to me to wed if you can't raise your own cornbread? Sing lamb and we'll remain, for lazy man I won't maintain, lazy man I won't maintain. ¶¶